Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
All right, I talked the other day about how we don't need to be completely changing everything about our business based on just 2016, right? Because it was a fluke. And if you didn't listen to that podcast, I hope you go back and listen to it so that this makes sense. But, you know, as we go into 2017 and you're thinking about your dream boards and your business and, you know, how you're going to approach this year and especially this first quarter, and I'm afraid that a lot of people are just going to say, you know, well, based on 2016, you know, nothing that I did before is working anymore, so I'm going to change everything, and that's what I'm afraid of. So don't do that. Go back and listen to my other podcast. But like I mentioned before, there are some things that we can change and do better, you know, going into 2017. And here, in my opinion, here's what they are, okay? We can change our mindset, our passion level, and our belief. And those three things, you know, lately, guys, I've just been learning a lot that it's not how much information you have or your team has that is going to make the difference between them being successful or you being successful. The difference is going to be character. The difference is going to be mindset, passion, and belief. So, you know, that's why I'm doing this podcast today on these three topics. Because my guess is if 2016 didn't go how you wanted it to, that your mindset, your passion, and your belief are all off or lacking a little bit. Or maybe they were previously and you're starting to get back on it, you know, and things are picking up again, and that's awesome. But I want to make sure that we hit these three right on so that you have an unbelievable 2017, because what's coming next year is just going to blow all of our minds. What they have planned, some things that the Black Diamonds know. Gosh, guys, I have goosebumps just talking about it right now. I can't believe that I get to be a part of this. And 2017 is just going to blow us out of the water. But for you to take advantage of that, your mindset has to be right. You know, if you are not feeding yourself with life, if you are not reading things daily that speak life over you and in your business, if you're not reading truths, if you're not reading scripture, which are promises that God has spoken over you, if you're not reading those, if you're not filling your mind with audiobooks or reading to fill your mind, if that's the way, listening is not your thing, you know, if you're not doing that, then your mindset is going to continue to not be where it needs to be. And directly related with your mindset are your passion and belief for yourself, for your business, for your team, for your relationships. It's all interconnected. You know, I was talking to a few up-and-coming leaders here recently, and they really felt like their passion, although it wasn't gone completely, you know, we made that distinction that they understand what's possible in this business. They felt like their passion bucket was just very low. And, you know, it was a specific group of leaders I was meeting with. And you know what? That happens. The reason that we do these podcasts, the reason that we talk about this stuff is because it happens to leaders. Your passion bucket, it's going to get depleted sometimes, especially when we're dealing with outside things going on in our life. But the reason we talk about it is because you can fill it back up. It starts with your mindset. It starts with filling your mind and filling yourself with truths. You know, we made a list when I was with this group of people. We made a list of things that can get your mind right and get your passion bucket filled back up so that it is overflowing and it will overflow onto your team. And, you know, I've mentioned a couple of the things here, but, you know, get around people that inspire you. Do an event. Do a party. I think it's Mike Petillo or Pam, one of the two, always says, if you're having a great day, you need to show up somewhere so that your good day can rub off on other people. And if you're having a bad day, then you need to show up around other It Works people who are having a good day so it can rub off on you. Either way, you've got to get around people who inspire you and do things that get you excited about this business again. So that's passion. And then belief, guys, is directly related to that. So if your mindset is right, and your passion for the business is stirring again and you're filling your passion bucket, then your belief is going to grow. And when you believe that 2017 is going to be the best year you've ever had, when you believe that we haven't even scratched the surface, when you believe that you are much stronger now because of what you went through in 2016, or because you had an amazing year and you learned so much through it, when you believe those things, you're unstoppable. So those are the three things that we can work on as we go into 2017. Those are the things that we can focus on. It's not more information for our team. It's nothing like that. It's not more training. It's not what did you do wrong as a leader. It's not things. It's these character qualities. Let's work on these. Let's get these where they need to be. And your 2017 is going to be something that you can't even imagine right now. And I am so excited to watch it happen.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.